Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
If you could ask me one question alone that could take your training, your eating habits, your training mentality to the next level, what would that question be? Think about that right now. All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you've been going through that can launch you into a new level of physical and mental growth. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is brought to you by SkipLaCour.com. That's my website, SkipLaCour. Go to my website, sign up for the free weekly newsletter and website updates. Check out all the free information that is available to you there. And when you want to take your training to the next level, check out the 10 books that I've written. Check out the 7 DVDs. And go to school, master this area of your life, and see everything that's available to you. I'm not even going to give you, the listeners, to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show free access to my members-only website, 4 years of daily, detailed training, 2 years of contest preparation, and my back-to-back national championship victories. All you have to do is send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com, and I am going to send you that password, username and password, give you access into that site forever. And also, if you send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, many people challenge with the basic concept of eating right. I'll send you the organizing principles to eating properly to build muscle, lose body fat, give you the organizing principles that make any nutritional program that you go on, what makes them effective, those common thread among them all. So send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is also brought to you by AST Sports Science Sports Nutrition Products. Visit their website, newly designed website, beautiful new website at AST-SS.com. So AST-SS.com. AST Sports Science, Sports Nutrition, state-of-the-art, cutting-edge nutritional products, and also AST Sports Science and its president and founder, Paul D'Elia, is the creator of a massively effective and efficient Max-OT training program. Max-OT, Maximum Overload Training. Go to the website, AST-SS.com. Click the link for the Max-OT training program. Get your username and password for this extensive, detailed program explaining the Max-OT training program and giving you routine suggestions, whether it's 5 days or 3 days training. Go to school. Learn about the Max-OT training program by going to the AST-SS.com website. And Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is brought to you by Manformation. Manformation, I am the creator and the inventor of the Manformation program. It teaches you alpha leadership strategies that transform you into the man you really want to be. This is personal development and fitness all combined. Visit the Manformation website at manformation.com, manformation.com. Visit my radio talk shows for Manformation. You can go to that site and see when those times are. Join in on the discussion. We're in the middle of a 12-week intense series to help you go from A to B, where you are right now, to the man you really want to be by giving you specific alpha action strategies. Check that all out. Go to the website, sign up for the free weekly e-newsletter with this type of personal development. You know, you're working on your bodies right now in the gym. This is a way to develop you as a man, your mentally, emotionally, psychologically, as well as physically. And so sign up for the free weekly e-newsletter and all the email alerts. Also, go to the forum. See the like-minded men who are just like you trying to strive their lives to trying to take their lives to the next level. Get into the discussion. Share your thoughts and opinions there. So where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts? And what is the next level for you as you strive to create that body you really want? No matter how well you're doing, there is always a next level. So what is that for you? When you don't know exactly where it is you want to go, how do you know if you're winning? Where's the scorecard? I know so many lifters out there, they look good. They train like animals in the gym. They show up. They're winning the game. They feel like losing. Like they're losing because of this angst inside. They don't have it lined out where the next level is for them. So what is that next level for you, and what is stopping you from getting there? If you want to make the improvements that you identified and you want to make those improvements effectively, efficiently, in the shortest period of time, you're going to have to know exactly what it is that you want. Getting what you want, finding the best combination of training, nutrition, nutritional supplementation, and mental strategies is going to be much easier when you know exactly what it is you want. The answers to those questions that have been perplexing you for so long will come from what seems like out of nowhere. Maybe it's an internet website. Maybe it's a buddy at the gym. Hey, maybe from this talk radio show today. You have to know what you want, and you're right on your direction of getting what you want. Hey, I want you to call into the show. When you do, I will give you a free ebook, Skip LaCour's Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. It's my personal take, my personal flavor style explaining the Max OT training program. If you've identified me, if that's why you're coming to the show, you like my style, how I break it down, whatever my combination of the mental emphasis, the motivational emphasis on the training, the practical nuts and bolts of training, then you want to call in, share your experiences, have a question for me, and call in and get Skip LaCour's Max OT training, Packing on Muscle. It's a 164-page ebook that sells for $24.99. It's yours for free just for calling in the show. The number is 347-326-9145. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. I want to introduce my very competent, Australia's newest, rising, most charismatic fitness professional, Ben Lewis, to the show. Ben, how are you doing today, sir?
Doing great. Very, very well. Thank you, Kip. How are you? Great to be here.
I am awesome. I can't tell you how privileged I am to have you joining him on the show, put a little bit of flavor into it, and the listeners are enjoying you too. So thank you very much for joining me these last few weeks, and I look forward to having you on the show in the future. So tell me, as you've been stepping up for this show, and you're now, let me tell you something, is Ben is in my coaching program, where he, on a monthly program, he invests the time, he invests his money, his resources to contact me all the way from Australia. We talk on inexpensive methods like Skype or Yahoo phone services, so we keep this efficient. We talk every month. We check in. He tells me how he's going. I give him my almost 20 years experience and perspective, not just with the training, but with the mindset. And also, Ben has progressed massively in making a career out of his passion for helping others, his passion for fitness. And so I'm the kind of guy that I'll do anything to help people out. So, hey, I said, hey, Ben, let's give you some real-world experience, okay? Let's talk to the whole world over the Internet. Let me have you on the show. So tell me, in the last few weeks, how has that changed your perspective as you stepped up to a bigger stage to implement and execute your mission of being a fitness professional on a worldwide scale, Ben? Tell me your experiences.
Okay. Really just on a personal level, it's just been a great gift for myself. I find just to be able to connect with people in that way all over the world, and just to have the faith and just to know that, you know, you can do that, and it's just enriched my life. I think it's, you know, deepened my connection with yourself, and no, it's just been a totally awesome experience.
Well, I know that there are a lot of bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts who love to be in your position and how you come across. Wow, that's awesome. I want to do that someday. You know, someday doesn't just happen, Ben. What do you say? Sometimes you got to just throw yourself out there. I bet, you know, if you're like me, when you said, hey, Ben, we're doing this show, hey, you're on. I think it's 1 o'clock in the morning there in Australia, and I said, okay, we're on in 5 days. You're coming on with me. We're doing this. It's time for you to step up to a bigger stage. Tell me that thought process. I mean, tell me what emotions you went through. Now it's not just talking about it. It's not about someday. Someday is happening in 5 days, 4 days, 3 days. Because that type of angst, that anxiety is what a lot of people are going through. Tell me about that process. And then
Absolutely. I find that just really stepping up for that challenge, it puts a pressure on yourself. You know, it makes you perform a person at a much higher level as well. You know, if you're actually going to be there, you've made that commitment, everything else needs to happen to rise to that occasion. You know, so you perform at a much higher level in other aspects of your life. So, yeah, it's just that very enriching process.
It's kind of like we do this to our bodybuilding and training goals. I mean, you got to put yourself out there. You got to tell people, hey, I'm going to lose 10 pounds or I'm going to gain 10 pounds in the next 6 months. You have to put your butt on the line, so to speak. You got to put that pressure on yourself. And then what happens, it works backwards. You find a way to step up. Without that pressure, without that deadline, without that stress, which really we want to turn into excitement, stepping up, as Ben called it, you're never going to know what you are really capable of doing, and that's anywhere in life, whether it's in the gym, whether it's you professionally as you want to be a fitness professional, or just anything. You're not going to perform, use your physical, mental, emotional, psychological abilities to their fullest until you put yourself in a position where you must. That deadline is coming up. Wouldn't you agree with that, Ben? Now, let me ask you something. So were you a little nervous? All right.
When I first started, a little nervous. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
All right. No. You know, I totally agree with that, you know, in regards to the deadlines, and I've experienced that in other aspects of my life as well. And certainly, you know, maybe it's a new experience for myself, and maybe the first session, you know, it's new water, uncharted territory. So, you know, maybe a touch nervous in that way. But, you know, just very enjoyable. I mean, I've just really been blown away with the whole thing.
And it's how your mind processes this type of stress or excitement or deadline or putting yourself out there. Putting yourself out there so to win big in front of everybody or lose big in embarrassment. It's what you want to focus on. Are you focusing on where you want to go in your life, how you want to achieve? Or are you focusing on, oh, what's going to happen if I fail? It's a big difference. And the day that you're going to feel comfortable, this is for people out there who want to be in Ben's position someday. Heck, do you know that you can be in Ben's position next week? Next week, you can have your own talk radio show on the Internet. And if you want to know how you're going to do that, send me an email at skip@skipacore.com. I'll just show you. It's that simple. It's the process is simple. Now, you stepping up may or may not be simple. You can do this too. And it's how you handle stress. It's how you are mentally and emotionally capable to handle the deadline, the stress, excitement, the pressure, the stepping up that you put on yourself. That's everything. Okay, if you try to avoid it or you try to wait for the time where you're going to feel comfortable and just breeze your way, it's just not going to happen. Let me tell you something. I've done over 100 radio shows at this point now. But the first one, I was quite nervous, especially in my other radio show, the Man Information Show. Now, this type of material I've been talking about over and over again for 20 years, the the manformation materials, the mental strategy, the alpha strategy, it's a system that I totally created all by myself, inspired from different avenues. So everything started from scratch. And I realized that for my dream of helping men all over the world on more than just a physical level, I was going to have to do this. And I heard about a way to have an internet radio talk show. 5 days later, I was doing my first one. Well, now it's some 50 shows later, and the process is a lot simple. Did I not sleep at night those first couple weeks, worrying about how I'd come across, how every word would sound, if I'm good enough? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. So that is okay. It's how you are emotionally equipped to handle the challenges of life that's going to really determine if you're going to jump in there and do it. And how you jump in there and do it in any area of your life will determine the success. Now, was my first show just as smooth and efficient and productive and come across as powerfully as my 50th show? No way. There's no way. But you have to be prepared for the process. That's just the way it goes. You're not going to have 50 radio shows or 100 radio shows worth of experience on your first show, no matter how much preparation you do. That's just the way that it goes. Be ready for that in any area of your life. There is a speaking group. It's called Toastmasters. I'm not sure. Are you familiar with Toastmasters International, Ben?
I am, and I've actually participated in Toastmasters.
Oh, awesome.
I've done some public. Yeah, for sure. Okay, yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, just for those of you who don't know about Toastmasters, it's about public speaking. It's your public speaking skills, your presentation skills in front of groups. Now, if you want to be a fitness professional, a personal trainer, you want to take your life to the next level, or in any other areas of business, I suggest that you go to your local Toastmasters. It's international, all over the world. Look it up on the internet, find one in your area. And what they do is, like, usually it's in the morning before work. You have a lot of work professionals who get together, and they go through the basics of speaking, and then you get to try out your skills. And then, you know, the longer you go, the better you become. They have an organized system where you start focusing on this area of speaking and then this area. And it's a progression, and there's different levels. It's very organized. Like I said, it's international. Well, I remember remember, you're volunteering your time. Nobody's paying you to do this. You're just doing this to take your own life to the next level, right? And Ben, I don't know if you had this experience. It's very similar to what we've been talking about. So I volunteered for this Toastmasters group. Excuse me. And I went in the morning. It was my turn to speak. And I just remember I was so nervous. I was so nervous. I had to have a prepared speech. That was my particular week. And I think the speech time was like 5 to 7 minutes. But you would have thought I was addressing the total world or something like that on national television. I mean, that's how seriously I took it. And I was just thinking, oh, my God, you know, all this stress, all this pressure just for some five-minute speech in front of 12 people in some hospital room at 7 o'clock in the morning. Is this what I'm going to have to go through every single week just to learn how to be a speaker? All this kind of stress, all this kind of pressure. Well, yes, I couldn't sleep that night. Yes, I thought, why am I doing this to myself? Why can't I just lay in bed? Why can't I find another way? Why can't I learn how to become a better speaker when I feel comfortable? Well, what happens is it becomes a lot easier. And no, the second speech and especially the third speech from there on, I didn't even need to prepare. I just did the basics, got myself in the right state. The process became easier and easier and easier. If I would have avoided that stress and pressure that I felt, why am I stepping up? Why am I doing this? And I would have just not showed up the first day waiting. Oh, it's not quite right to jump in this. Just think of all the things in life that you will deny yourself of by stepping away from that pressure. So just a story there that when this comes to your bodybuilding and training, so many things like that apply. So what do you think about that, Ben?
Absolutely. I mean, the more you become familiar with that, just the easier it becomes. It's almost like a person has a comfort zone, and each time they actually step into that it actually expands and it becomes easier and easier, and it just keeps on growing. So just becoming familiar with that just makes it a much smoother process. Couldn't agree with that
right.
anymore.
right? And don't be afraid. You know, it's going to get easier and easier. You got to jump in. It's like when you were a kid and you knew that pool water was very cold. You had to jump in anyway, right? And then once you did, you warmed up in about 30 seconds. Then you got to enjoy, you know, sitting on the edge of the pool, hoping that things are going to, there's going to be this perfect time. I don't know, the pool's going to automatically get warm for you. It's not going to happen. You got to just jump in and do that. And not only apply that to your bodybuilding and training efforts in a new training program, got to apply that to all areas of your life. So Ben, tell me, what do you have planned? So I want to know a little bit more about you. I want to know about what your future plans are. And this is for people who, you have almost 5 years where you totally dedicate yourself to this fitness process, very passionate, very dedicated. I want you to throw yourself out there to the world, Ben. A lot of people can identify with you. Sometimes they look at me and say, oh, wow, he's a six-time national champion. He's been doing this for 20 years. I know his website. I've been looking at his website ever since I was 12 years old. Okay, he's an old pro at this. Well, I can't identify. It's maybe out of reach. Well, here you are on the same talk radio show with me. Tell me about where you plan to go from here. And show these people listening how to put your dreams out there for the world to hear.
Right. Okay. That fit really, with my life and my dreams and that type of thing. You know, I don't want to be limited, and really I want to go for what my heart truly wants and that type of thing. And I suppose, part of the work that I'm actually doing is producing some work that is going to go on television, and working with a production company. And I was just very, very fortunate to actually connect with these people, and they said, Ben, we want you to, play as a star or the lead role for this particular production. And I was very, very fortunate, to have that, to come across that. Part of my vision is just really making a really large impact on a national level, possibly a global level, to make this, an international production, and just aligning that with a whole variety of things that people can actually engage in to really transform, their lives, their bodies, their health, and just getting a really clear understanding of what needs to happen.
Now, as far as your specific goals are concerned, did you find that you made this big goal, and now that you're in the process, and I know that you've connected with some professional business people who are going to help you along, they caught on to your passion and fire and your personality. They wanted to link themselves up to you. They are privileged to be linked up to you. Now that this process is going, do you find that you're saying, hey, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this? A lot of additional type elements to your dreams have been added on once you got rolling.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It just, keeps expanding in that way, and, just making those priorities of things that are really most important to me, and, definitely. So, things keep on adding on, certainly.
Tell me about the angst, because, being in business for myself, me creating these big dreams, you this, is that regardless of what it looks like on the other side, you're right when you think, wow, look at this guy, he's doing what he loves to do. He's out on a public stage. He's making a difference. That must be awesome. Yeah, it is awesome. I wouldn't be doing this if I wasn't totally passionate and in love with the process. But that's the easy part. Everybody can identify with that. What people should know is about, man, even to this day, there's times where I kind of have a lump in my throat and I think, man, how am I going to make this next thing happen? That anxiety, that angst, that can I really do this? It still creeps up to me today. So tell me about your experiences as you go on this ambitious journey, and then those type of thoughts and how you deal with those.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly, at times I can really freak out a bit. That can certainly come up. And, at times even when I've, being filmed and that type of thing, certainly you can have that anxiety if there's, a camera crew and that type of thing around you, but certainly just learning to manage that and different strategies that I've learned from you, just managing, that mental state and a whole variety of different, techniques that have really assisted with really performing at that high level, as well as suppose, you know, at times, I suppose, you know, there can be, you know, element of self-doubt. You know, it's such a big thing, and you know, you may actually have that self-doubt, but certainly just having that faith and that courage and belief that, you know, this is going to happen and I can actually have this, and it's all going in the direction that is right, you know. So it's just, you know, a process of actually working with that, and just really doing your best to just master, you know, that state.
They should anticipate and expect that feeling of angst and uncertainty and that sense of doubt. That's what I would say. I mean, everyone has that, because no matter how good you are, no matter what you've accomplished, the next level is something you haven't experienced. And the next level is what it is you are going for. So it's uncharted waters, of course. There will be times of self-doubt. It's those disciplines, that mental discipline to go forward anyway, is what Ben is talking about. Having to deal with that and then taking action even in those times of self-doubt, not quitting. That's when you put yourself out there. Ben just put it out there. He told the world what he's going to do. Here's the thing: is that may put a little bit more angst on him, because hey, I said I'm going to do this. But I'll tell you what, it's going to make him, those things come true for him. It's going to push him in the right direction. When he's going to, in the morning when he feels like not giving his all during a workout, or maybe even something as simple as putting that snooze bar on his alarm clock so he can sleep 10 more minutes, by him putting it out there, by committing to it, just in his own words, in his own mind, is going to bring him one step closer. Now, seems like we're talking about a lot of things in life. We're talking about this fitness professional, but it works with what you're listening to the show for right now, how to improve your body, right? So expect that discomfort, that uncertainty, that self-doubt every step of the way. And I told you, I mean, last week I'm sure I experienced a lot of self-doubt as I take everything I do to the next level. It's just a part of it. I can go back when I made the decision. I had my full-time secure job. I like to talk about, you know, that I had a regular type situation just like you out there, and I was dabbling. Well, I was pretty focused, dedicated to my training and making a business out of it, but I had the security of my job. And I remember I gave my employer a good month, maybe longer, to tell them that I was going to quit and become an independent business person. So for the first time in my life, my first time in my working career, which was, I don't know, like 17 years, I was going to go into the wild blue yonder of being an independent business person. And I'll tell you what, it didn't matter how much money I had saved or what my plan was or how much money I already had coming in from my business before I quit my job. I remember my last day in the parking lot thinking, what am I doing? Skip, what are you doing here? That doubt, that uncertainty that Ben is talking about, I felt no matter how much the path ahead of me was already planned, organized, and even coming together. So that's something to think about. Hopefully everyone can apply this to all areas of life, and especially when it comes to bodybuilding and training. Any last thoughts on that in your experience, Ben?
Yeah, I just think that's just so valid, because I think at times, you know, people might think, you know, I'm the only one that's actually going through this particular situation, and just understanding that everyone goes through the same process just really lightens the load. So I just think it's a really valuable thing, and just understanding that a person is not going to be held back, you know, just realizing that, you know, it's part of the process, so you're just going to move forward anyway despite that, and just it frees the person up. So I think it's wonderful.
Awesome, Ben. Thank you for your input on that. What we're going to do now, we're going to take a break, 3-minute break. I'm going to tell you about my DVD, Packing on Muscle. And then when we come back, what I'm going to do is last week I got a lot of emails. Just right off the cuff, I read an email about information overload. Got a lot of responses. It created a lot of clarity in a lot of people's minds. And so this past week what I've done is I really broke it down even more, where I really did my homework to break it down to even be more clear for you if you missed it last week, if you haven't listened to the podcast. And so we're going to take a break, and then I'm going to talk about this information overload and how it relates to that letter and bring you even more clarity. No matter what level you're at right now, you can learn from this letter. So we'll go into this commercial, and we'll be right back talking about information overload.
I'm Skip LaCour, six-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This two-disc, four-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing On Muscle, Max Ortiz style, is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goal. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the Max OT training principles and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity Max OT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing On Muscle Max OT Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final section, I will present a one-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component of the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I have limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Packing On Muscle Max OT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Packing On Muscle Max OT Style today. You can order this two-disc, four-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.
So that's my DVD, Packing On Muscle Max OT Style. You can order that today at skiplacour.com, skiplacour.com. So we have this new year upon us. And what I want to talk about today is the number one challenge that has once passionate and determined lifters quit. This challenge gets in the way of the progress for many bodybuilders, lifters, and fitness enthusiasts all over the world, and it's called information overload. Now, information, the gathering of information, can be a very great thing. It's a part of the process as you build that physique that you really want. It's a process where we enthusiastically gather more and more information about different training methods, cardiovascular training theories, nutritional programs, motivational techniques, and we do it all in our effort to build the body that we really want, the best body possible. People read bodybuilding and fitness magazines, the websites, the message boards. They chat with other people all over the world. for their advice, for their opinions, and they talk to people that they may respect in the gym. They gather more and more information. Unfortunately, what happens many times, and I don't want this to happen to you, is that the more information these people gather, the more their enthusiasm dwindles. Why? Information overload. What may seem like a productive pursuit, gathering more information, isn't that what they say? Knowledge is power. After a certain period of time, gathering more information, more knowledge, becomes counterproductive. Why would someone do this to themselves? Overload their brains with information. Well, no one wants to put their heart and soul into something and fail. No one wants to work long and hard, make the necessary sacrifices, go through the physical, mental, and emotional stress that it takes to succeed in anything in life, especially with your bodybuilding and training efforts, and then eventually fail. No one wants to let themselves down. No one wants to let themselves down again and again. And every time you let yourself down, you become more and more conservative many times to actually get in there and try it again. No one wants to tell everyone that this is the year they will create that awesome body they really want, only to embarrass themselves when they don't make it happen. No one wants to fail, period. Fear of failing is what stops us from putting our heart and soul into something. That fear of failure is what prevents us from putting everything we have and jumping in to our bodybuilding and training efforts. Now, I can identify this. I always talk about when I worked at the grocery store and how I was a very young, 19, 20, 21 years old, in very low-level management. And part of our job every year, the big time of year, was during the Christmas holidays. And the job was to create a magnificent Christmas aisle. You know what it's like when you go shopping and everything is so decorative. Everything that relates to Christmas, everything you need, like a Christmas tree stands or Christmas tree decorations, stockings. That's our biggest time of year in the grocery store, and that's when the biggest profits are made. It's very serious business. I was new into management. I was on the lower level. After a couple years of working hard, they promoted me up to manager. Very confident in my abilities to get myself promoted at the clerk or basic entry level. And so I went into new uncharted territories, and that is the lower level management. Now, the store that I was trained in, when it came to things like Christmas, that was very serious business. Setting up that Christmas aisle that you see, with all the different, literally thousands of products, hundreds of thousands of dollars in merchandise many times, was all done by the manager, the assistant manager, the most experienced, like with 20 years experience in the business. That was their job. The job of the lower level management, in the how I was trained, the job was to actually just fill it all in. The brains behind it, the schematic, the setup was done by the most experienced management, and the lower level management pretty much just filled in or implemented and executed the upper management's plan. Well, I was a brand new 21-year-old assistant manager, and the store that I went to, it was on a weekend, the busiest time of the year, when the manager and the assistant manager were off duty. The manager went up to me and said, "Hey, this weekend, set up this Christmas aisle." I was so overwhelmed, completely overwhelmed with the process. I didn't know how to set up an aisle. I had never done it before. And in my opinion, that took a lot of knowledge. It took a lot of experience to set up something so important, so valuable. And at that time, I was very certain that, wait a second here, we need to go into this back room, and there was literally hundreds of boxes packaged of all this Christmas material, and it was all disorganized in the back room. Now, come on, my logic at that time, my way of thinking was, how can you go out into the aisle with your the busy aisle with all the customers and set up this Christmas aisle that is so important, so profitable to the store, so important to the customers. How can I set up that aisle of all the boxes, the garland, the tree stands, the tree skirts, the decorations? They're all in disarray in the back room. I have to know exactly where everything is, how much of everything is before I could take it out onto the sales floor and set up the counter. So what I did with my crew, I got my crew all together, and what I did is I had them segregate, organize every single box in the back room so everything was next to each other. Every single model or model number of every product was all in line. So we had it all organized, all well thought out before we even took it on the floor. Well, guess what? That process took me all weekend long. And we had very little of any of the Christmas aisle set up that weekend. Well, being a young manager and very confident in my abilities, I knew that we didn't get that Christmas aisle set up that weekend. But I said to myself, look, we may have not gotten it set up, but look how far we're going to be ahead in the long run. Because now all the boxes of all the different Christmas merchandise, they're all organized. So when it's time to go out and put that on the sales floor this week, we'll do it in a more effective and efficient manner. Well, my sales manager came in on Monday, and I think I had the afternoon shift on that Monday. He sat down, a wild old sage manager he was. He didn't get mad at me. He didn't yell at me. But he asked me, Skip, why didn't you set up the Christmas aisle? And I confidently told him, I said, well, you know, I didn't get started because all those hundreds of boxes, they're all disorganized. Whoever took them off the truck, the freight truck, when they came, didn't organize them. You know, I didn't want to set up the aisle and put up some Christmas ornaments here only to find there was another box over here. So I took the time to organize, and I got my crew, so now it's going to be a lot easier. And he just looked at me, and he said, you're afraid to do it, weren't you? And I remember I thought to myself, I was a respectful young guy. I didn't lash out on him. I didn't question what he said. But in my mind, I'm thinking, what are you talking about? No, I was smart in my approach. There's no way you can set up that Christmas aisle with those boxes just being an unorganized mess back there. I was doing the smart thing. What are you telling me that I was afraid to set up that Christmas aisle? Well, you know what? I must have thought about that 300 times since that young age of 21, and now I realize how right he was. No matter how certain I was of my opinion that I wasn't afraid, I now realize, yes, I was. It would have been so much better to do what I was asked to get the process started and to jump in there and get it done. And it took a long time for me to realize that fear is what was stopping me. My inexperience, my not knowing what I was doing, the fear of the unknown, the fear of looking bad, my ego. Hey, I was the rising star. I didn't want to set up a Christmas aisle that didn't look good, especially as something as important as this. But it took me a long time to realize that it was actually my fear that was preventing me from getting started. I didn't put any of the merchandise out on the sales floor, or very little. Had very little chance to build upon what I had done, give the customers a chance to sell it and start the Christmas season. So how does that relate to your bodybuilding training? Well, it took a long time for me to be honest with myself. I was confident in my abilities. I was confident that my approach was logical. It was a smart thing to do. I can't put all this effort in something until I get all my ducks lined up. I get my mind organized that I find the most effective and efficient route to building the Christmas aisle. Now, how many of you can relate to this story when it comes to your bodybuilding and training efforts? How many of you can relate to this story when it comes to your bodybuilding and training efforts? If you really were honest with yourself, if I could be your coach and your friend, give you that gentle push to put some accountability on yourself, like my manager did so many years ago, how many of you would look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, maybe I am a little bit fearful. Maybe I do need to jump right in this. Now, this is the time to throw away your ego and to really think about it, because what is it that you really want? Do you want to preserve your ego, or do you want to have a better body? Well, it starts by you jumping there and getting the job done. Now, here's an actual letter that I was sent, and it was such a great letter. It's such a great letter because I think we all can learn from it. And it has a lot of the elements that I'm talking about. And it's really a good summary of the thousands of emails that I've received over the years. Hey there, I've been listening to your online podcast, radio thing, whatever you want to call it. I really like it and will continue to download them. What you do is awesome. But I did have a question because I just started reading over MaxOT, and MaxOT is Maximum Overload Training. Check that out at the AST-SS.com website, the AST Sports Science website, MaxOT Training. And I am excited to try it. However, my question is this. Paul Belea, who is the founder of AST Sports Science, and he is the creator of the MaxOT Training Program, never really addresses CNS and CNS fatigue, but he does address overtraining a certain muscle, which is never really my problem. This is why I'm scared of lifting heavy 5 times a week until positive failure without any periodization. I've been going to the gym 3 days a week because I don't want to burn out like I normally do. I know you are, quote unquote, with AST Sports Science, but I'd love to hear your take on this. In the past, I've done an upper-lower split with zero results to show for it. In the past, I've done a lot of other routines with no results to show. The routine that I did well on and strength gains were rapid was Starting Strength by Mark Ripito. Anyhow, when people say anything will work, I really don't feel this is true when you take into account everything that I've tried. My nutrition is good, I'd say. Vegetables and fruits, with daily totals combining to 240 grams of protein, 280 grams of carbohydrates, 60 to 70 grams of fat. I get 8 to 10 hours sleep, yet the vast majority of these routines have not delivered despite my hard efforts. I'd just like your opinion on all of this. That would be great. Thanks, Skip. Now, with my many years of experience reading emails like this, I get a sense of who the person is just through doing this so many times. It's not that I'm just some genius. It's just that when you have the same situation occur over and over and over again, you're going to pick out the patterns. So I had an idea in my mind of how old this gentleman was, how long he's been training by the way he formulated this letter. So I sent him an email back, and I said, tell me how old you are and how long you've been training. And don't BS me, because I've been doing this a long time. I will know if you BS me. So he sent me an email back, and he said he's 18, almost 19, and he's been training for about 8 or 9 months. Now, before you say, oh, well, hey, that's a youngster. I've been training a lot longer. I'm a lot older, a lot more wise, a lot more experienced. Before you say that this lesson in this letter doesn't apply to me because you're older, you've been training longer, I want you to think again. I want you to think a little bit more deeply as I break down this letter. And again, all in the effort to help you create that physique that you really want. So let's break down this letter. I'll just take the first line. He just started reading over MaxOT. Now, this is a problem that many people who want to jump into the bodybuilding and training process, what they do to themselves, they read all this information, and they start theorizing. And by theorizing, I mean they take their level of experience, which is actually none when it comes to this MaxOT training, or their level of experience in the gym, and they start theorizing, creating theories or beliefs based on really no science, no experience, no application, just what they think might be true and not true. They begin theorizing that it's effective or it's not effective with no real-world experience. Then he talks about CNS and CNS fatigue, but he does not address overtraining. Now, I can tell this gentleman has done a lot of work. He's done a lot of work into different theories. He's already talking about, he's been looking in the MaxOT program. He knows about CNS and CNS overtraining, CNS fatigue and overtraining. So he knows a lot. You can tell he's gathering a lot of information. Not a lot of implementation, but he knows a lot of information. Talks about positive failure without periodization. Again, more terminology. Then he says he doesn't want to burn out like he normally does. Let me just tell you something. I don't care how many different training methods you've tried. The past does not equal the future, as Tony Robbins says. What you've done in the past has no bearing on what you'll do in the future, especially when you have a new level of knowledge, passion, experience. And there are so many different elements to the bodybuilding and training process that you can sharpen up on that can take what you've done in the past, let's say a routine, and make it work in the future. You need to remember that. You also remember, from a mental standpoint, you need to go for what you want with your bodybuilding and training efforts and not run away from you what you don't want. You have to go for what you want. And it's obvious in this letter, this gentleman is trying so hard to prevent that failure, that embarrassment, trying one more time. He talks about training and then getting burned out, as if that if he doesn't pick the right training strategy, that he will get burned out again. It might be his mind that he needs to work on, aligning different situations in his life to support his bodybuilding and training efforts, and not worry about the routine, not put that pressure or so much responsibility for success and failure on his routine. Now, he says, I know you are with AST. And I guess the implication there is that, look, are you going to be able to give me an objective opinion? Or are you just going to give toe the company line and tell me what the company tells you what to say instead of giving me your honest opinion? One thing I have noticed in my experience of helping bodybuilders all over the world for 20 years, and I've also noticed this in myself, if we get a little bit deep into this, I've noticed that there are a lot of bodybuilders, a lot of fitness enthusiasts, a lot of people who really want to dedicate themselves to the single-minded, the sole journey of bodybuilding and training, a lot of times they have certain trust issues. Now, trust issues can vary to many degrees. I see a lot of times they're checking out in regular life. They're let down on the thoughts and opinions of people. Maybe this happened a long time ago. Maybe they just got out of a relationship where they were let down by their partner. Something stimulates them to get into bodybuilding and training. And it's usually some trust in other people. And you can tell that in this letter, he doesn't believe, he doesn't trust that I'm necessarily going to give him the right opinion or my real thoughts. I'm going to give him the company line. With those type of trust issues, and I see this on the message boards all the time over the internet, everybody wants to say that every training routine or every eating program or every bodybuilder or fitness enthusiast out there, they're going to scam them. They're really not talking from their heart. They're really trying to sell something. They're just trying to BS you, they're lying to you. I've noticed that's a common thread. When it comes to picking out any type of training routine, any type of nutritional program, you're going to have to take the leap of faith. You're going to have to trust. Even if just trust for 3 months and jump into it, you're going to have to assume the person who has drawn you in, who has piqued your interest in a particular training program, you're going to have to just trust that they're giving you their genuine, heartfelt, sincere information to help you. Now, it takes a lot of effort for any guru to put himself out there to share his experiences. Now, I'm not saying that everyone in the world is sincere, but I'm also telling this, everyone in the world isn't sincere. You have no choice at this point. You need to find some routine that you trust, block out that doubt that you have in the person, and give it your all as if it will work. You have to believe it will work. that this person is sincere, he is giving you valid information, and that you're going to give it your all for at least 3 months. Now, if you find that you really apply yourself, you really work hard, and indeed it doesn't work, well, you're going to come out of it with a better sense of knowledge anyway. So trust. Trust in the system. Act as if it's going to be true. He talks about he's done upper and lower splits with zero results. And so I would say, zero? Zero results? That's awfully dramatic. I mean, if you've shown up to the gym to any amount of time, even though he's only been training for 8 or 9 months, and you've been consistent in those 8 or 9 months, there's no way you have zero results. Okay, so don't get dramatic. Don't even use that language with yourself, because if you're using that type of language, I'm going to the gym, I've been training hard for 5 months, I'm getting zero results, are you going to make it to that 6 month? So don't get dramatic. Really honestly evaluate your results. Maybe they're not where you want to be, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, but they're not zero results. I quote him by saying, I've done a lot of other routines with no real results to show. Again, a lot. You've done a lot of routines in 9 months of training. If you've done a lot, how much would that be? You've done 10 different routines. If you've done 10 different routines and you divide that up evenly over 9 months, you were on no routine a long enough period of time to see any type of results. And a lot of times in my experience, when people say they've done a lot to take themselves to the next level, or they've done a lot to get over a challenge, a lot is usually 2, maybe 3 different strategies. All right, that's just 2 or 3 different strategies, let alone really taking into account the amount of mental focus, the discipline, the determination, the consistency that went into their implementation of that training method that they've chosen. And he talks about he did well with starting strength. I'm not sure about that training program. I'm not sure about that author, but it's a training program, and he credits that to doing well. Then he says, people who say anything will work, he's not sure if that's true, taking into account all of his hard work. Okay, that's a very ambitious statement to say his work is hard. Hard is a relative term. And do you want to believe that if you tried all these routines and you've done everything, you worked tremendously hard, and you box yourself in that corner that it's not me, I've worked tremendously hard, none of these routines work. Do you really want to believe that? Where is that going to serve you in the long run, to believe that you've worked so hard and nothing will work? If you believe you put all your effort into something and it doesn't work, how long are you going to be doing this bodybuilding and training lifestyle? All right. And I just don't think that time and grade is enough to make any type of determinations like that. You got to keep your mind flexible, your mind open, and anything will work. Well, let's break that down. Really, if you go to the gym on a consistent basis, I do believe that there are different training routines that are more effective and efficient than others. I also believe that you take any training routine and you show up on a consistent basis, you're going to get some type of a result. So anything will work. It's to what level, to our expectations, will a training routine work. He says the vast majority of these routines have not delivered despite my hard efforts. Now, again, talks about his hard efforts, assuming that his amount of effort is the zenith, the peak, the pinnacle of working hard. So it must be these training routines, and putting a label that they have not worked. It's way too early to make that judgment. And again, you're going to have to put the responsibility on yourself. You're going to have to put the responsibility that maybe you haven't worked hard enough. Maybe you haven't been efficient enough. Maybe you haven't applied all the different other aspects of bodybuilding and training to these routines. So how many routines and how long did he try them? What is hard in his opinion? What does it mean that routines have not delivered? And that goes back to expectations. What did he expect in 8 or 9 months? And I don't know, that's a question that he would ask himself. Did he expect to have 20-inch biceps in 19 months? Did he expect to have 15-inch biceps in 9 months? Again, your expectations they say that stress is created by what you expect versus what you actually get. I hear this all the time. If you were to start flat, just say you're a 25-year-old trainer, you just joined the gym, and you were to be consistent for a year, consistent with your training and your eating habits, you very well could gain 20 to 30 pounds of muscle during that first year. Well, after that first year, it significantly drops off. It could be 4 or 5 pounds of quality muscle, and I'm talking drug-free training. Well, what if your expectations are that you are to gain 30 pounds in every year? You think you hit a plateau. You think that something's wrong. You need to change your routine. It's not working anymore because I gained 30 pounds in the first year, and now I've only gained 5 pounds of muscle the second year. That's all in your expectations, and that's what's causing the stress. Those are unrealistic expectations. I get a lot of emails from lifters who got their bench press all the way up to like 300 pounds in the first 6 months. But it pretty much stays the same for the next 6 months, and they get really frustrated, and to the point where they want to quit. Well, what do you really expect? Do you expect to go up 100 pounds every 6 months? That means in a couple of years, what, are you going to be bench pressing 1,000 pounds? No, that you're going to peak, all right? You can't continue that pace. So question your expectations. Are they realistic? Do some more insight into that before you start blaming your routine. So I want to talk about 5 steps to avoid information overload to keep you going this year with your bodybuilding and training efforts. Stay on track, stay motivated, stay enthusiastic. Number one, give your routine at least 3 months. Commit totally. Make a decision on a particular routine. Cut off all other options. Cut off any flow of any more information about other training programs. Stick to this one, all right? Now, check out my website. Check out the Max OT program. If you've created this connection with me and you like what I'm saying and you could identify with it, I'm pointing you into the right direction there. So check out the Max OT training routine. Give it 3 months. 3 months of focus. All right, we're going to back it up, which is number two. Back it up with solid nutrition. The way you eat is going to count to up to 80% of the way you look and the way you feel. In other words, those results that you want with your training routine, 80% of those results will be determined by the way you eat and not the way you train. All right. So number two is back up the training routine that you committed to for at least 3 months with solid nutrition. Number three, stay focused on the big picture. What you're doing is creating a lifestyle. Sure, you would love to have great gains in the next 3 months. You also want to keep on going with this bodybuilding and training process, this healthy fitness lifestyle 3 years from now. Stay focused on the big picture. Then the little setbacks or little plateaus will become more manageable mentally, and you'll stick them through because you're looking at the big picture of where you're going to be 3 years from now. Now, at the same time, number four is to concentrate on your daily disciplines, those baseline standards, those 5 or 6 things that you do every single day that may not make you have big muscles overnight. You are just convinced that it's one thing you have to do every single day to get to your ultimate goal. I call those daily disciplines. Those could be things like go to the gym every single day, make sure I eat all 5 or 6 of my meals, and I eat those meals on time, drink a half a gallon of water a day. Make sure I read my training goals before every weight training session. Whatever it is for you, create and execute those daily disciplines. That's the short term, what you can do every single day. What I say, put your head on your pillow at night knowing that you've just completed a day that is consistent, that is congruent with your bodybuilding and training goals and that overall bodybuilding and training lifestyle that you're shooting for. And number five, have fun. Have fun with the process. Don't get so much information that you turn this into work. When you can love this and do the work at the same time, then you have the right combination for success. You have the right combination to forge ahead physically, mentally, emotionally, and psychologically. It becomes a part of your identity, which is so important to who you are, that this is who you are, this is your lifestyle, and you can withstand the ups and downs. So hopefully that those tips and that insight that I gave you can help you as you take in all this information, know what to take in, what to keep out, and actually a mental plan during the coming year to execute the information you do have and create that body that you really want. So let's see here, Ben. A lot of information there. Really, we're really hitting the mindset.
Absolutely, yeah, a lot of information there.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely that information. I seem to go on a big roll there. Did you notice that, Ben? Once I get started, I just got to give my total heart and soul to the message that I'm delivering. I can't just stop with just part of it because all my experience, you know, I know where the rabbit hole goes. You know, we'll do this, and then I'll lead to this, and then I'll lead to that. You know what I mean? So,
absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. So
yeah, just, yeah.
Now we're no longer live on the show, Ben. So, you have any comments on that? Just anything that you want to add as we close up today?
Right. Sure. Okay. I mean, that was just great. All that information and the stories that you expressed about setting up, you know, Christmas time, which is great just to hear about that. But really, you know, I mean, if I was going to add to that, I think that, you know, this chappy with the issue with the email, you know, it sounds like he's just trying this strategy, the other strategies, and just going from place to place. And what I was mentioning earlier, it's almost like he's digging holes everywhere. And what I feel needs to happen is with one particular strategy, you just need to give it the focus, you know, for at least 3 months and go deep with that. You know, as you actually just stick with that, you're one-pointed with it, you know, that person is going to find the water. But if you just keep on moving from place to place, you know, they're never going to go deep enough to actually get the results that they're after. So, that was my main thought about that.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you again, Ben, for joining me. Visit the skiplecore.com website. I also want you to listen to my manformation.com website. And next week, Ben will have a way for you to contact him so you can contact him directly. Right, Ben?
Absolutely, definitely.
All right, awesome. Well, have a great week, and thanks for joining, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, see you then. Bye.